It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama says Afghanistan is a war of necessity. Now he has to decide how to fight it. At the White House yesterday, he discussed the options with his Afghanistan War Council.
NPR's Tom Gelton has been following the president's advisors, and he reports this morning on who favors sending more troops and who does not.
First, the military view. General Stanley McChrystal, the U.S. commander in Afghanistan, says the effort there will fail without more U.S. forces on the ground. That assessment is backed by President Obama's top military advisor, Admiral Michael Mullen, and by General David Petraeus, the commander of all U.S. forces from the Middle East to Central Asia. On this issue, the military speaks with one voice. And President Obama needs to keep that in mind, says retired Army Colonel Peter Mansour.
If President Obama decides that he's going to override the advice, the best military advice of his commanders in the field, then he owns the outcome of the conflict.
Of course, at this point, President Obama will probably be held responsible for the outcome in Afghanistan no matter what. The war is increasingly unpopular. Senator John Kerry, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee and Vietnam veteran, says President Obama has an obligation to listen to all his advisors, including those ready to challenge his generals.
You have to talk to everybody, and shame on you if you don't reach out for countering opinions and different thoughts. You don't want a lot of yes people who are there to, you know, serve the pleasure of a wrong choice.
President Obama clearly does not have all yes people on his team. The chief skeptic, Vice President Joe Biden. Aides say he fully supports the president's overall goal to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat al-Qaeda. But Biden wonders whether countering the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan is really key to that effort. If the U.S. strategy for Afghanistan were narrowed around a counterterrorism mission, would more U.S. forces still be necessary? Aides say Biden is only asking. He has not made up his mind. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is playing his cards close to his chest. He's hinted that a larger U.S. footprint in Afghanistan could bring trouble. But on ABC last Sunday, he pointed out that even a mission focused on al-Qaeda would still require a significant number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
The people that I've talked to in the Pentagon, who are the experts on counterterrorism, essentially say that counterterrorism is only possible if you have the kind of intelligence that allows you to target the terrorists. And the only way you get that intelligence is by being on the ground.
Here's another consideration. More counterterrorism operations could require more airstrikes against al-Qaeda targets. More airstrikes could mean more civilian casualties. Under the U.S. counterinsurgency strategy in Afghanistan, winning civilian hearts and minds is crucial. But even around this point, there's debate. Critics of the current U.S. approach in Afghanistan say it was premised on there being a credible Afghan government partner. Administration officials hoped the August elections in Afghanistan would produce that partner. Instead, they were tainted by allegations of fraud. This is where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Richard Holbrooke, the special envoy for Afghanistan, come in. Their teams have largely been focused on improving the civilian situation and strengthening the Afghan government. And aides say they are not ready to give up. On CBS this week, Secretary Clinton took pains not to judge the Afghanistan election process too harshly.
This is not like an election, you know, in Western Europe or in the United States. To carry out an election under these circumstances was going to be difficult under any conditions.
If President Obama finds a new way forward in Afghanistan, it could be by identifying some middle ground, focus the U.S. strategy a bit more narrowly on counterterrorism, but maintain a large U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan so as not to rely too much on air power. Don't give up on the Afghan government entirely, but make fighting al-Qaeda the top priority. The problem is, in Afghanistan, there may be no middle ground. Peter Mansour, now a professor at Ohio State, previously served under General Petraeus.
Any sort of move towards a counterterrorist mission will end up pushing away our Afghan allies, and they may end up saying, if you're not here to protect us, we don't want you here at all.
No easy answer, Steve. So these meetings among President Obama's advisors are likely to raise some real challenging questions.
That's NPR's Tom Gelton in our studios this morning. And we're looking at a photograph of one of those meetings last night where we see many of the same people you just mentioned, Tom, sitting around the table with President Obama at the head of the table speaking. And let's bring another voice into the conversation, NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What happened last night?
This was a three-hour meeting. Again, all of the principals were there in this basement, windowless situation room at the White House. General McChrystal was not present, but was there via secure video connection from Afghanistan. It was one of five meetings that they are going to have. Now, they have already had one, but again, this one had a much broader array of participants, a dozen participants in all. There will be another one, October 7th, and Robert Gibbs, the press secretary, says that a decision is weeks away, not months away, weeks away. But yesterday seems to have been more of a review of the past 8 years, where we are right now. Again, laying the groundwork for these future meetings, where we are, again, militarily and diplomatically, and Pakistan was in the mix as well.
Tom Gelton, as they get to the question of what to do next, it would be easy to assume the question is, do you stay or do you go? But it sounds like there's really a finer distinction here about the scope of the mission if you do stay.
Steve, implicit in this discussion is a review of a very important assumption, which is that if the Taliban were to return to power in Afghanistan back as they were in 2001, it would be disastrous. It would mean that al-Qaeda could reestablish itself and once again pose a threat to the United States from Afghanistan. Implicit in these discussions is the question, is that true? There is now a readiness to test that assumption and to question that assumption. And that is a major new development. It really calls into question the whole premise of the operation.
You're saying that there's some people in this conference room that we have the photograph of who are wondering, maybe we don't care who runs Afghanistan. Maybe it's not as dangerous as we thought. Is that what you're saying?
The question has been raised. I don't think there's anyone who's willing to say it quite that plainly, Steve, but that assumption is being tested.
Let me ask another question to you, Don Gagne. Do people in this conference room at the White House assume that the United States is stuck with the Afghan government no matter how bad and that the United States needs to support that government no matter how bad?
They know that they are stuck with this government. The degree to which they support them is what is on the table and is what is being discussed. Now, it's no surprise to the people in this room that there were problems with the election in Afghanistan. But there was certainly a hope that things would not be quite as bad as they have played out. So what has happened, what we have learned in the last month in the aftermath of that election does complicate this, does make it more difficult.
Are there real differences, Tom Gelton, between the people in that room?
There certainly are. I mean, I mentioned in my story the position of Vice President Biden, which is probably he's the most skeptical on this team. The Secretary of State Clinton and Richard Holbrooke are responsible and their team are responsible for building the civilian capacity in Afghanistan. That really does require security. So they're more inclined to support additional U.S. troops. The big question is Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. He has clearly questions about a larger U.S. troop presence, but he is also very skeptical that this counterterrorism approach that identified with Vice President Biden would work.
Is Vice President Biden, in some sense, simply displaying that there is an examination of all the options by letting it be known that he's this skeptical?
Well, the people in the White House insist that this is not a pre-cooked decision. The decision has not been made. Minds have not been settled in that sense. But nevertheless, you're right. I mean, the fact that President Obama is listening to other voices now, in a sense, does give him a little bit more latitude in responding to the general's request.
Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
NPR's Tom Gelton and Don Gagne, thanks to you.
Thank you.
And we'll continue to bring you more information as we learn it. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.